Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri Electric Cooperatives. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. Sex offenders were arrested by Lincoln County deputies in eastern Missouri after they failed to comply with registration requirements. The six men range in age from 26 to 59 years old. Two people accused in taking part in the killing of a Columbus man in mid-Missouri a year ago have pleaded guilty to a drug charge. KMIZ reports Arline Dietrich and Justin Trauber admitted to drug trafficking and still face murder charges in the death of Leon Wilder in July 2017. If you're selecting Missouri destinations for the 4th of July, personal finance website Wallet Hub suggests you choose St. Louis over Kansas City. Bill Wise reports.
The site rated the largest 100 cities in the U.S. based on how well they balance holiday cost and fun. St. Louis broke the top 20, ranking at number 16, while Kansas City was almost in the bottom quarter at number 71. The cities were compared under 19 metrics within five categories: 4th of July celebrations, affordability, attractions, safety, and weather. The most heavily weighted category was celebrations, which accounted for 40 of a total of 100 points possible. It was composed of factors such as the number of 4th of July festivals, the average ticket price for an Independence Day party ticket, and duration of fireworks shows. St. Louis came in at 23 for celebrations, while Kansas City was in the bottom third at number 70. St. Louis scored best for affordability, coming in at number 9. Kansas City highest score was in the weather category, where it ranked 20th, while it failed to crack the top 60 in any other category. St. Louis also ranked high, number 13, for attractions.
Residents in southeast Missouri are celebrating the 4th of July in the small town of Bismarck, which is celebrating its 150th birthday. Bismarck Fire Chief John Caldwell tells Missouri Net that Salem Congressman Jason Smith will be the grand marshal at this morning's Freedom Fest parade.
We also have one of the biggest showings of local emergency responders, the fire trucks, ambulances, and police cars.
A police pursuit that started in St. Charles County ended in North St. Louis yesterday afternoon with suspects in custody. KMOV reports the vehicle crashed into a residential fence at a low speed in a neighborhood. The National Park Service said yesterday it's found the bodies of two hikers in Alaska that are from mid-Missouri. It's tentatively identified the two as Rochelle Rankin and Michael Huffman, both 62, of Boone County. One of Missouri's preeminent 4th of July celebrations takes place in the state capital of Jefferson City. Total attendance could reach 50,000 for events that take place within 17 city blocks of themed areas that include seven entertainment stages. Jefferson City Mayor Kerry Turgeon thinks the downtown atmosphere adds to the flavor of the event, which is called Salute to America.
Having the festival surrounding the Capitol in the downtown area, it's just so quaint, and it's a tradition.
While Fair St. Louis garners the most national attention, Salute to America in Jefferson City will incorporate the largest fireworks shells in the state. This is Missouri Net News.